splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
What a great song. Hi, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Bobby Elias. Great song. We will show you the world. That's what this show is about. Showing you the world of health, the world of newest research and science on holistic health and new all lifestyle, exercise, plant-based diet, and some of the things that are wrong in the world and solutions that we have for them. I'm Bobby Elias, your host. Our co-host, Divine Aubrey, will not be with us today, but we've got a super guest, Luann Panessi. And I'll introduce her in a couple of minutes. Luann, are you there, right?
I am here.
Good, good. So excited to have Luann on. She is works with Gary Null and there's a retreat, so we'll talk about that in a minute, and I want her to get into that a little bit too. But the main focus of the show today is, as we've been doing this whole month of January, is it's a new year, a new start, ground zero. Get your life together and make a plan and follow it. Not just resolutions, but real resolutions with teeth, where you're going to follow them through with a way to stay healthier, stay younger, and fend off diseases. That's what this show is all about. And we're very lucky and privileged and honored to have Luann Panessi on this show. Let me make a couple announcements, and we'll get to Luann. The next few weeks, on February the 7th, we're going to talk about love and trust with Veronica Gabriel. She's been on before, and she's a very spiritual lady. She may do a little meditation at the show, but she's all about how love is the answer for so many things to make this a better world and make you a better person. Then on the 14th of February, it's Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about women with Jane Veloz Mitchell. She's a special reporter at Times with CNN, but she's really an activist. She used to be an anchorwoman with NBC and really used to be hard-hitting. Even back then, she was the only one I've ever heard that was speaking the truth. Maybe that's why they moved her out. I don't know. She'll speak about women, about the recent marches of women. We're going to speak about the answer to climate change. It has to do with the diet. Okay. Then on the 21st, we're going to have Christine Horner, great, great nutritionist, great health advocate. She has been called by Gary Null to help do one of his great films that he does, documentaries. So she gets into a lot of things. And we're going to also talk with her about the new year, a way to start, even though it'll be February. Then finally, on the 28th of February, David Cirio, who is a cleanser. He worked with Dr. Bob Marshall for many years. Dr. Marshall passed away 6 months ago or so. But this guy is a great cleanser, all-around health advocate. He's going to also talk about a lifestyle, how you should cleanse yourself out, detox, stay clean, and the right diet. We have a lot of great things to talk about. Okay, a few weeks ago I said that it would give you the answers to who's going to win the Oscars. I'm going to start with the best picture. It's a two-horse race. And remember, this year the Oscars are wide open. There's about 6, 7, 8 films that could win. But I've narrowed it down to these two for my information. I used to be an associate film producer and took a film to San Antonio, a film festival, and won best picture. I've been involved in acting, commercials, but also producing. And these two movies are in line to win. One is the three billboards. And the other one is Shades of Water. Oh, wait a minute, what's the name of that? I'm getting mixed up here. Anyway, those are the Shades of Water, right. I did have to say it right, I guess. Thank you, Luann. Okay, and those two films are great, really, really good. I haven't seen either one of them, but I know a lot of inside people, and they think because these two films are getting so much play and so much that the voters are going to go for that. All right, let's see what else we have to announce. The number to call if you want to hear the show on your 24-hour telephone archives and pass this along to your friends is area 701-719-0994. Okay, let's see. All right, let's get to Luann. She does retreats, and there's one coming up in April. We'll talk about that. But she's also going to talk today about the new year and how you can start fresh, ground zero, on how to start your new plan for the new year on health, everything to do with body, mind, spirit, lifestyle. And this is inspiration. She's going to inspire us and me too on how we should do the right steps to live well. This show is all about all that. And but we're very lucky to have Luann on today. So, Luann, thanks for coming. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How can I help it?
that's great. Well, anybody that's healthy the way you are.
Anybody who asks you how you are, you tell them, I am fabulous. I am excellent. Gary does all the time. That's an affirmation, and it messes people up. But when you affirm your greatness, people treat you. People believe you at your own estimation. So if you estimate that you're all right, that's how they're going to treat you.
You've got to be positive all the time. Yeah. What I say, Luann, is people ask me, I said, I'm doing great. I'm always doing great. Or I say, I'm doing good, always feeling great. And that's just what I do. But everybody's got a different thing.
Yep.
So let's talk about the retreats and let's talk about the new year and health.
Okay. Well, I have found I interview people for Gary's retreats because it's not for everybody. It's not for people who just want a vacation or just for people that want to hang out with maybe like-minded people. It is to a degree. But the word retreat actually means to withdraw or to pull back to a place of privacy and safety, to withdraw from meditation, study, and instruction. And that comes right from the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. So most of us are in this constant hurry mode. We are moving through life with a sense of angst or urgency, anxiety, worry. And I was one of those people for a long time. Many of your listeners know that I was a nurse administrator in a prominent Long Island medical center for 18 years. And I had chronic fatigue syndrome, which meant I was tired all the time. So I drank 13 cups of coffee a day to stay awake, along with chocolate and leftovers from the doctor's pharmaceutical luncheons, which was usually pizza, heroes, pasta, and Chinese food. And adult medicine and oncology, which were the units I ran, were very busy units. I oversaw about 100 employees. I managed everything from budgets to bedside emergencies to staff conflicts to leadership meetings about policies and procedures. So by the end of the day, I went home exhausted, ate some fast food chicken, and fell asleep, only to start the same day again when the sun came up. So back in 1995, I had heard about Gary's retreat. I went to the New York Expo and I saw him speak. And I thought, you know, maybe this would be a good place to relax for a bit. So off I went. And to my shock and surprise, there was no coffee. There were coffee urns, okay, yeah. But one had green juice, one had garlic onion juice, one had a berry juice, and one had a protein smoothie. And we were in the very remote area of North Texas, and there was no way for me to get coffee. So I immediately went into an anger mode, and I was, like, complaining. What the hell? I'm paying all this money. How come I'm not so I can't get a cup of coffee? And then I was told that we eat in silence. And I'm like, whoa, I'm Italian. How do I share a meal and not talk to everybody? And I started counting the hours till I was out of there. I ended up staying in my room for 3 days because my withdrawal symptoms were very severe. If anyone has ever tried to get off of caffeine or cigarettes or sugar, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Or heroin or cocaine, thank you, or alcohol. It's kind of the same thing. So thankfully, Gary noticed that I wasn't with his group. There were 125 people at this retreat. He knew my caffeine predicament, and he sent people to my room with supplements for me to stabilize my body. So for that first week, I lived on green juices, protein smoothies, and watermelon, and some tea, and that's it, because my body was going through some crazy things. And then the most amazing thing happened. I started to get my energy back. I started developing mental clarity that I don't think I ever experienced in my life. And I really began to reflect on my life's journey up until that moment. I started going to his lectures. I watched a lot of belief-challenging videos. It was the late 90s. We still had videos then. And I started journaling my thoughts and insight. So by the end of 2 weeks, I felt that the authentic me had reemerged from a deeply conditioned and over-busied life that dictated my addictive behaviors. So I began to feel physically stronger. I was exercising 2 or 3 hours a day. He always has animals on his property. And I realized how much I loved animals. And, you know, there's always nature around. And, you know, when we're so busy with our lives, especially out in L.A., it reminds me of New York. It's like a concrete plasticine city. And there's so much busyness going on. There's so much information overload. What we're seeing, what we're hearing, you know, interacting. There's so much going on at one time. Multitasking takes on a whole new dimension. And here I am in this remote part of Texas with a giraffe and zebras and buffalo. And it was amazing. And the scenery, there was a big lake on the property. And we just, you know, you could just sit in a rowboat on the lake and listen to the water and listen to the breeze. And it was almost like I wasn't allowed to do this. Like, I always felt I wasn't worthy unless I was constantly doing and constantly producing and getting results. I had to constantly be going and moving in order to be worthy in our society. Well, you know what? I learned what it was to pull back and retreat. And I've been volunteering to coordinate Gary's retreats ever since then. So shortly after it, that experience that I had, I decided that I had enough of the corporate medical machine, where I rarely, if ever, saw people recover from chronic illnesses. And my passion became learning about integrative and alternative medicine. So I surrendered my administrative position. I went on to get my master's degree in natural health. Then I went on to get a 4-year degree in Chinese medicine. And then I went on to become a certified wellness and health coach, which, along with public speaking, is what I'm doing today. So I have had the great privilege of helping others to reverse chronic illness, slow their aging process, and live happy, productive lives. And all of this because I took the time to pull back, be in silence, reflect on my life, and rediscover the meaningfulness of my life and my work. I learned the concept of creating both challenges and balance in my life. See, people don't like to create challenges because they figure they're going to get challenges anyway. We may as well just wait till they happen. No. What if you created your own challenge, like learning a new task or learning a craft, and then build that in and balancing your life? And from that day on, you know, Bobby, I never look back. I never look back. So when people come to a retreat, I want to make sure this is going to be the right event for them. So what sort of things go on at a retreat? Well, we exercise, because moving the body is the best way to get toxins out and to get oxygen into the brain and the muscles. And we have personal trainers. We have meditation and emotional release classes with just some of the best instructors that you'll ever meet. It's a very safe environment, so people feel comfortable being vulnerable here. And I think that's one of the most important things. We have yoga classes. We have the top yoga instructor in the country here. And when she comes to Gary's retreats, Oh, she works at every single level. We have cooking classes. Every day we have gourmet, organic, vegan cuisine. And most people would never put gourmet and organic and vegan together with the word cuisine. Because, you know, a lot of people think it's brown rice and broccoli, and that's all we eat, and maybe some lettuce. No. This is gourmet stuff. Delicious. So these are just some of the things that go on at a retreat, and there's a lot of quiet time. There's a lot of places like, Gary, one of his hobbies is landscape architecture. So he loves to create meditation gardens. He has what we call a Socrates garden. It's an entire marble area where many of our remarkable minds come, and many people gather to listen to what they're saying. So it's just an amazing space. We have fountains all over the place. We have jennies or donkeys that protect our chickens and our swans, and they're just as lovable as any puppy. They're just so cuddly and lovable. All they want to do is be with you. So, you know, we have some animals here. We have birds. We have peacocks. And a lot of people have never had a peacock flirt with them. They come right up to you, and they fan out their feathers. And it's just exquisite. Some of the photos that people have are very remarkable. So these are just some of the things that go on. Now, we also have art classes. How about that? If anyone told me go to an art class, I would like look at them and go, yeah, right. But we've had some very corporate people come and do our art classes, and they have discovered there's an artist in them. And they have come out with some of the most unique, brilliant, amazing pieces of art, from paintings to sketches. We have a lot of them, I mean, because of all the flowers and statues and things like that. I was hoping, Bobby, you'd come to the retreat and you'd pose nude so we can do some nude sketches.
There you go. That's an idea.
Yeah. It's a joke. That was a joke.
I know that. A good joke.
Okay.
It's funny.
One of the other great things that happen at the retreat is I do personal health coaching. It's all included in the price. And I sit with you for a half hour, and we go over what are some of the issues you're having in your life. It could be something relational. It could be something physiological. It could be something to do with work. Could be anything. We had a woman come to our last retreat, and she was making a lot of money being a personal aide for elderly people, very well-to-do elderly people. And she worked all day long, two or three days for 24 hours, staying over there and everything, and then 5 or 6 hours the rest of the days of the week. And she made a lot of money, and she was living in an exquisite environment. And she said, but I realized I was empty. I was spiritually empty. And boy, did I relate to that after working in the hospital and having all the responsibility I had, but really not being fulfilled by the work I was doing. It was busying me, and I was getting money, and I was getting all the perks and all the benefits, and my life was empty. And I didn't see that I was making a difference. Well, while she was at retreat doing her meditating, she realized, I have all this money. I have enough money for 2 lifetimes. Why do I keep doing this? So she called and she terminated her job. And she's going in a whole new direction. She's learning about organic farming, and she's learning about sprouting, and she's got her own garden. She's developing a greenhouse. She's sprouting right in her own home. And she realized what a wonderful connection she has to the earth. And she just loves gardening. So this was her joy. So why not do what gives you joy? And so the retreat is a place for people to kind of recreate a whole new chapter in their lives. So if you're kind of sick and tired of being sick and tired, or you're curious to see what could I possibly be doing with my life besides what I'm doing, and what can I do to help myself be the best I can possibly be, then come to a retreat. This is the place. It's a beautiful place. You connect with nature. You know, when we power walk in silence. We eat in silence. And when we're power walking, we have the aromas of honeysuckle and lavender and rosemary while we're power walking. As you go down the road, you go up a hill, and you see a beautiful field with a horse and her colt, or maybe some cows, and they're all watching you. And just the aromas of the fresh-cut grass, you know, you start to reconnect with your senses. And here in Texas, which is where the retreat takes place, it's wide open spaces. And we're in the Piney Woods section. It's almost like upstate New York. It's really quite beautiful. There's a lot of hills here, and just an exquisite place to be. And the villa itself is a Tuscan Italian villa built by Italian artisans in the late 20s, 1928-29. It took them 3 years to build the entire house. So you know that everything is rock solid. And it's a magical place to be. People have said, I stepped off the van and I transformed. Everything transformed. There was there's a magic here that, you know, you can't put a finger on. So that's the kind of place that this is. That's the environment you need if you want to feel comfortable getting vulnerable with you and your how you relate to the world around you, how you fit in. Why not refit yourself in another way? So that's something that you want to think about. And by the way, if people are interested in learning more about the retreat, they want more details, give me a call at 903-881-7008. That's 903-881-7008. And then go up online to GarysVitaminCloset.com. GarysVitaminCloset.com. And click on Wellness Retreat. You'll see a whole video on, there I am with the video again. You'll see a YouTube clip of the actual villa. You'll see where you're going. It's really amazing. It's an amazing place. In fact, I loved it so much, I moved down here.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. It's true.
Great.
And, of course, the cherry on all this, the cherry on the sundae here, is Gary speaks every evening for 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
And he talks about personal sustainability, community sustainability, how to create intentional communities wherever you are. We talk about managing stress. And the lectures are really life-transforming. And we have classes on sprouting, fermenting, hydroponics. We have organic juicing all day. And we even have a massage therapist. People have asked that I bring a massage therapist. So I do bring one down. And Elaine is just fabulous. You can't get better than this. When she can work with hot stones. She works with acupressure. She works with deep tissue. She does Swedish. She does everything. And sometimes people just want a nice, easy, relaxing massage. She does that too. So,
Wow. Yeah.
So, I mean, we help people to become strong, resilient, joyful, self-confident. And I have found, Bobby, that most people who live these lives of martyrdom, where all they're always suffering and they're always busy, and, you know, like my old philosophy was, you got to keep busy or you're not worthy. You get rid of that right fast.
Yeah.
And you learn to just become part of your world. And it helps you rethink what you're doing here in the first place.
That's right. Well, let me let our listeners know that we are speaking with Luann Panessi, who works with Gary Nell, does the retreats. She's a great certified nutritionist and Chinese medicine. She does so many different things. And you explain that so well, not only what you did, how you got into all this, your story, that's fabulous, great, great story, but the story about what goes on at the retreat is beautiful. I've heard it from some of the people from L.A. that came back, and I've heard you guys talk about it on the radio, but you gave a really great total picture just now, and I really appreciate that. That's because we do have people that call me and ask me about the retreat, and I just tell them, I'll call her up and also hear the show. I do... you were in Los Angeles twice a year or so for a number of years when we had our meetings for the Gary Nell Health Support Group, and your counseling was super. I heard about that. But your talks, everybody loved them. You had good turnouts, and we email all the people, and I call on the phone some of the older people that still want to hear you and hear anything good about nutrition. And so they're excited. You know Marlene, and you know she's in her middle 80s. Another lady named Gloria Hayes in her middle 80s also. I talk to them a lot about different things about health, and it's exciting. But the people in Los Angeles remember you. They haven't forgotten you. They like love you so much, and because you do such great work. And let me a couple of other things real quick. It's here, my notes. I think I've covered everything pretty much. And by the way, our listeners, Luann will give her contact information at the end of the show again. And I urge you, if you have any way of going to the retreats, it's a super wonderful thing. I've heard so many good things about it. It's got to be the best retreat in the world. It has to be. And it's beautiful over there, and you do a little bit of everything with great, as she said, great staff. All right, let's change the switch, turn around, Luann, to a new year. It's a new year, and how people can start their journey to better health and a whole new inspiration, motivation on what people can do with the way they eat, their lifestyle, the exercise, the sleeping, you name it. Give us a little rundown on that, if you could, please.
Sure. Usually people write down their New Year's resolutions January 1st. And by this time, they've already gotten too busy or too overwhelmed with things and life, and they go right back to what they used to do. And then they're angry, and they project that anger on other people. That's what we do.
Right.
So, I write what I call intentions every year. And these are the things I intend to do. Now, I don't beat myself up if I don't get to them, because life happens. And even though you may say, this is a priority, something else in life may step in and become a new priority. So you kind of learn the skill of flowing, I call it. You just kind of flow with things. You become clear about what it is that you want to accomplish throughout the year. So if you want to lose weight, that's nice. How do you want to lose weight? What does that mean? What changes are you going to have to integrate into your daily routine in order to exercise? It's not whenever it's convenient. It's called self-discipline. And when you have self-discipline, you don't need someone to say, hey, come on, let's go, work out. When you have self-discipline, you have self-esteem. That means I'm worth it, I know this is important, and I'm going to do it. Oh, yes, I am. So when it comes to something like weight loss, you've got to look at what time of day and night that you're eating. I had a woman recently who told me, you know, she would get up in the middle of the night feeling anxious, and the only thing that calmed her down was, you guessed it, food. And it's not going to be a green juice, I can tell you that. It's going to be a pie or a cake or some kind of ice cream or chips or a sandwich, things that are going to pack pounds on. And then she feels guilty and she beats herself up. The only way to feel better is, you guessed it, more food. So this cycle goes on and on and on, and we play these little head games, and then we have a stroke or a heart attack, and the next thing you know, as we get older, we're in a nursing home or an assisted living facility, and that's the end. And they get depressed because they didn't have the self-esteem and the self-discipline to do what they had to do. It's cause and effect. So most people feel a lot more comfortable in the victim role because people don't expect too much from you. You don't have the fear of failing. You don't have the fear of rejection. And you don't have the fear of abandonment. So if you're always creating crises for yourself, and I know a lot of people that are constantly creating crises, so they can use that as their excuse to not move forward in life and make fundamental positive changes to help them be a better human being. The intention is there, but you need to get that self-esteem. You need to get that self-discipline. That's why when people ask, how are you? You say, I am a living magnet for miracles. I am blessed and highly favored. You say very positive things because people believe you at your own estimation, and they begin to treat you like that. So wouldn't it be nice if people treated you like you were blessed and highly favored?
Yes, great.
You are. So And it's all about knowing your limits and learning to push yourself beyond a limit. So the only way for me to become a public speaker was going to be for me to get up in front of people and speak. Because in my heart of hearts, I believed I had important information for people, and I wanted them to have the information if they were ready to receive it. Now, I have to be with my audience where they are and gently lift them to a place where I'm hoping I can influence them. It depends on my audience. So I can, at this time, I'm pretty well versed in my craft to individualize my presentation to my audience. So, for instance, down here in Texas, I'm in cattle country. You can't tell these people to stop eating meat right away. They're just not going to do it. Because meat is their bread and butter, meat is their main form of income, and meat has been in their upbringing since they were little boys and girls. And, you know, even though they're all obese here, and they all use their ride-on carts at Walmart, yeah, there's more ride-on carts down here in Texas than there are push carts, if you could imagine that. You know, if I'm going to be doing public speaking here in Texas, I have to gear it towards people and just start helping them to understand the importance of having plant-based foods and describing plant-based foods. So when I encourage people to do New Year's resolutions, I help them break it down. And because of the fact that we're in a capitalist economy, the first thing you want to think about is, how are you generating revenue? Because we need to generate revenue for sure. No matter how healthy we are, we need to generate revenue. Do you feel that you would be more comfortable working for someone else? Or maybe the challenge is creating your own business. And there's plenty of need for so many different things out there. There are a lot of people creating their own business now. I have a woman who does, she loves art. And the whole new trend now is taking beat up jeans and putting embroidery on them, selling them for $104. It's crazy. But yeah, if she can do it, go for it. So she's creating a whole business now where she's buying jeans at secondhand stores and doing this incredible embroidery on it. It's gorgeous. And then sometimes she does a special fabric paint and with colors and artwork like I never saw. She's making a fortune. She's doing what she enjoys. She's good at it. So that's one thing. So think of things that you enjoy doing that you could possibly generate revenue from. One of the things someone is doing down here, in fact, we have a podiatrist from Beverly Hills coming out here. You probably know him, Steve Lewinson.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a physician, very prominent podiatrist in Beverly Hills, and he's come to a couple of Gary's retreats. And he became fascinated with fermenting foods, with probiotics and, you know, creating probiotics and things like that, kombucha. And now he's creating his own business, fermenting foods and putting beautiful labels on them. And we're doing sprouting and we're doing all kinds of, you know, you can make gourmet popcorn. They don't have a lot of that going on down here. So there's a whole open market, and this is going to be his new business, microgreens. Hydroponics, a huge area that very few people are doing right now. Everybody needs to eat. When the economy crashes, when the climate crashes, people will need to eat. So they're going to spend their money on food and water. Now, down here in Texas, we happen to be sitting on the largest aquifer in the entire country. So we have an ongoing water supply here. Everyone's got a spring-fed lake in their backyard here. So, you know, there's less swimming pools and there's more spring-fed lakes. So people have always they have water. So think about how you want to generate revenue by doing something that you love. Now, some people will also generate passive income. So, you know, you might get referral fees from somebody if you help them out. You maybe publish a book. I published my first book called Solutions, S-O-U-L, Solutions. And the book is just a bunch of fun quotes that I use in my public speaking from all different authors, even Dolly Parton and Madonna. I mean, I take lyrics from songs and plug them in there. And it's uplifting. They're funny. They're inspiring. They're insightful. And it was, and I self-published it. And it was such a success that I'm doing my second edition now, more solutions. So, and I do that in my spare time because I find some of these quotes to be so, so inspiring. And it's a simple way to write a book, for God's sake. I get an ISBN number. It's easy to apply for. And you need to have a chunk of change to invest in buying the book and having it printed and the artwork and everything. But it's wonderful to tell people I'm an author. So, and then I went on to do two other books. So try and figure out ways that you might generate, you know, revenue. Second, you want to be on top of anything that needs to be done in your chosen profession or your chosen job. So do you have a website? Do you need a website? Do you have licenses that have to get renewed? Do you have continuing ed that needs to get done? So, you know, you want to stay on top of anything that needs to be done in terms of your credentialing in whatever field you're in. So once you have those things down, then you start working on your fitness levels. Now, one thing we want to do is we want to be strong and resilient because we are walking towards chaos. We're talking about political chaos. If anyone is hearing Gary's shows or watching the State of the Union last night, we are walking into political chaos. Right. We're going into climatic chaos and economic chaos. Now, even though everyone's bragging, oh, yeah, in 1 year the stock market went up from 19 to 26, and that's nice. The bubble's going to burst, and it's going to be soon. So one of the things you want to do is you want to stay mentally healthy, but with that, you've got to be physically healthy. So pick out a time every day when you can fit in exercise. I have found, Bobby, that a lot of people are working out like 1 day a week for an hour because they're working 6 days a week, 12 hours a day. Well, there's the problem right there. If you're working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, you're not working smart. You're usually working for someone else, and they're not paying you overtime, your salary. It's time to rethink that.
Right.
Because that ain't going to last too long. Your body is going to give out. Your adrenals are shot. So you want to always rethink how many hours a day are you working. More than a 40-hour week, you're hurting yourself. You've got to fit in time to exercise, whether it's right before work for a half hour or right after work. You got to figure out when's the best time for you. So, and, you know, there are easy things to do for exercise. You can get a little mini rebounder and bounce for 15 right. minutes and then maybe do some push-ups, some free weights. Not hard to do. There are DVDs you get for free in the library. If you're overweight and you don't feel like you want to go to a gym, I can't stand going to gyms. Now, I know some people enjoy it, so good for you. Go and enjoy the gym. I don't care for gyms. And you got to do what works for you. I work out at home. I don't have to have someone motivating me and doing boot camp. I can get a DVD. You know, Jillian Michaels, I have Tammy Lee Webb. I have old DVDs that I get at yard sales, that I get in the library. And I work out to something different every day, so I'm working different muscle groups every day. And I have a rebounder, and I have a treadmill. And I fit in my workout somehow, some way. And then you check your weight once a month. You don't have to get crazy. Just check your weight on a regular basis. And if you're able to, see if you can get your body fat measured. So you might have a goal. This is what I want to get down to, and this is what I'm going to have to do to get there. So fitness is important. Do something. Move your body. Wait till you see the exercises we do at retreat. We do exercises. We do free weights right in the water. We have styrofoam weights. You hold them underwater and work out. And people laugh hysterical. They don't even realize they're working out. They're having so much fun. So That's fitness. Now let's look at our general health. You want to make sure that you're getting blood work done every year, checking your inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein, homocysteine, hemoglobin A1C. Those are three biggies. You want to get a basic metabolic profile, a CPC with differential, and vitamin D levels. Most of our vitamin D levels are in the toilet, and when your vitamin D levels are low, you'll become more prone to cancer and chronic respiratory and other infections in the body. Now, for people, I haven't had health care insurance since 1995 when I left my job. I don't mean for everyone to not have health care insurance. I'm just saying it can be done. I get my blood work done through Life Extension Foundation every year, and you get $2,000 worth of blood work for like $400. So I save up for that. I create a budget for that, and I want to talk about that a little bit. It's important that everybody has a budget for your rent, a budget. You know, you want to look at where's the money coming in. Now, where am I spending the money, and how can I spend less money and do other things? So, for instance, my computer crashed a couple of weeks ago. I had to buy myself a new Mac, and that was a big hit. So I have now a budget to pay for my Mac. That bill's going to be coming sooner than I want, but I'm already starting to save up for that, which means I have to not do other things. So that's what I do. But you're on top of that. That's how important that is. So I also have people, everyone should have a first aid kit. Everybody should spend 30 minutes a day pulling back and utterly relaxing. You want to stay on top of vitamins. And if people want to get a vitamin regimen, Gary has his book, Get Healthy Now, or his DVD, Seven Steps to Perfect Health. They'll rattle off the basic vitamins. We all need vitamin D. We all need vitamin C because our body doesn't synthesize vitamin C. So everybody should be taking vitamin C all day long. And then if you need any other additional things, like if you have infections or if you have inflammation, there may be, or if you have heavy metals, you might need things like chelation or intravenous therapies. You know, everyone's different, and some people don't need any of that stuff. So, and then, of course, you want to look at what are you eating and drinking all day. So I encourage people to have a great big protein smoothie every morning, and that's going to be a good pea or hemp protein powder. You get some coconut milk or almond milk or rice milk, whatever you want. Get berries, all organic berries, frozen or fresh. Throw them in there. Add in, really potentize it with some berry powders. You know, Trader Joe's has these. Whole Foods has them. Gary has them. There's all kinds of red berry powders out there. So you super potentize in the morning with red berries, because in the morning, that's when your body is anabolic. It wants to build things, synthesize things. All you've got to do is give it the proteins and fats and vitamins that it wants, and boom, your cells get nice and strong. And that's key to being optimally healthy. So a nice protein smoothie. If you want to gain weight, if you want to put muscle weight on, throw in some creatine and D-ribose. If you want to lose weight, then you want to cut back. Don't put nut butters in there. But if you want to put on some muscle, add some nut butters. A lot of people have that for breakfast, and they don't eat anything else until lunchtime because it holds you. It stabilizes your blood sugar for 4 hours, especially if you have cancer or a diabetic or have thyroid issues. So, yeah. And then a nice big lunch. And, you know, I could do a whole show, Bobby, just on alternative foods that taste better than some of the toxic stuff we have out there, from chicken patties to veggie burgers. But they're soy chicken patties, or, you know, fake and bacon, making grilled cheese sandwiches with things like chow cheese or follow your heart cheese. They're cheese alternatives in non-dairy. So it's essentially a dairy-free, gluten-free, meat and poultry-free, no dead birds, no dead animals. It's primarily a plant-based diet. So people say, well, you know, what can we eat on a plant-based diet? You know, that what do we eat? There's so many different grains. There's wild rice, brown rice. There's basmati brown rice. There's barley. There's quinoa. So you take a grain and you mix it with a bean. There's like 10 different types of beans out there, minimally. You've got lentils, split peas, black beans, you name it. So you've got all these different beans. You could have a different bean with a different grain every day. Never eat the same meal twice in a month. And then you add greens, collard, kale, kohlrabi, all of these things. Some people have never heard of these things. You've got to go out there and learn them and try them. And then mix in garlic and onions and other herbs like tarragon and rosemary. When you start bringing in all these different flavors and you combine them with a grain and a bean and a vegetable and maybe a squash or a sweet potato or a yam, there's so many combinations, and you can make them absolutely delicious. How about the medicinal mushrooms, shiitake and maitake mushrooms, portobello mushrooms? Wonderful, delicious. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that you could try. And when you come to retreat, by the way, we teach you about how to make all the delicious gourmet meals that we're making. It's not difficult to make. I go home and make them all the time. So we also want to make sure that we're staying well hydrated. I encourage everyone to have a great big green juice every afternoon between lunch and dinner. Have a light dinner, like a soup and a salad. And then I encourage people to have fiber shakes before they go to bed. Gary used to have his fiber stuff. He's coming out with his new fiber formula in a couple of weeks. But another good one is raw fiber by Garden of Life. It's inulin, guar gum, pectin, and a little bit of psyllium. But it's they're soluble fibers that clean out the gallbladder and the liver. And then, of course, we've got to stop drinking coffee. We've got to get rid of alcohol. And, of course, recreational drugs. I know pot is legal there now, but, you know, anytime you put smoke into your lungs, you're breaking down the cells and you're leaving deposits that are weakening the lungs. So it's setting you up for chronic illness. And the lungs, along with the colon, along with the gut, they run the whole immune system. So you don't want your lungs to be weak. So there's your diet, and that's the Reader's Digest version of the diet. But, I mean, I could do an entire show just on foods that are really neat and delicious and gluten-free, dairy-free, just wonderful. So some people, like I said, they may need IV therapies. And then people always come to me with these questions, Bobby, about, you know, do I get fillers? What do? I want to stay young. I'm not opposed to utilizing technology to help you look and feel your best. For instance, because I drink green juice so much, I have to get my hair cut every 4 weeks because it grows very quickly. So I'm okay with that. But I give myself facials. I give myself manicures and pedicures. I have special hand and foot treatments that I do. I sleep with a humidifier. When I was young, I got a polio vaccine, and in a week I lost my eyesight. So, and it turned out I had cytomegalovirus from the vaccine that they gave me because they didn't know what they were doing, and they still don't know what they're doing when it comes to vaccines. They don't know what the hell they're putting in us. So I detoxified my liver very aggressively, and then I went and I had LASIK surgery. So I had my eyesight corrected, and to this day, my eyesight is terrific. So I'm not opposed to utilizing technology to help you be your level best. So I even had those Invisalign things on my teeth because I always had an overbite growing up, and I wanted to kind of lessen my overbite. I didn't want to look like Freddie Mercury too much. So I went and got Invisalign, and it was a year, 2 years maybe, of putting these retainers in my mouth, which was not fun. I felt like I had a small Volkswagen in there. However, it did correct my teeth. So I'm not opposed to having technology, utilizing technology, but there's a difference. Putting in botulism toxin to deaden all of the muscles around your eyes, to me, is not healthy because you're putting botulism toxin. That's what we call Botox, botulism toxin. I don't want to put botulism in my body, and I certainly don't want to put toxin in my body. So there are ways and there are ways. So there you have it. Now, You also want to look at your personal development and enjoy things. And I'm down here in Texas now. One of the things I have to do is I have to learn how to shoot a gun because this is an open carry state. And it's not to shoot people. I'm in predator country where we have copperhead snakes, we have bobcats, we have wild dogs, we have wild hogs, and we have coyotes. And if they're hungry, they'll come and eat you. They'll attack you. So people are protecting their property, protecting their animals, protecting their birds, and that's what we have guns for. But I never held a gun in my life, so I'm going to be taking lessons on how to handle a gun. And let me tell you, I have a deep respect for these things. And down here, people have gun racks on the back of their pickup trucks. So, you know, it's about understanding the role of the gun, having a deep respect for it. It's just like cars. Cars are lethal weapons. They can kill people very easily. So if you have a respect for the car, you take care of it, and you drive safely, that's different than, you know, having a gun. And anyone who you get pissed off at, or a girl cheats on you or something and you shoot her dead, you know, that's not what guns are for. So there's an understanding. With freedom like this comes responsibility. And with freedom of speech comes responsibility. Right? With freedom of choice comes responsibility to get educated. So it's about taking responsibility for everything you do and everything you have in your life. Is this making sense? Anyway, if people want to contact me, I'm at 903-881-7008. That's 903-881-7008, and I will be happy to speak with you. So I'm going to sign off, and I wish you all the best.